This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, it's holiday weekend time already. I know, it's only Toys Day. Can you say that? We got to do a Thrashman Toys Day Thursday because it's holiday weekend. Good Friday, Easter Sunday, Passover's happening, all kinds of things are going on. So we're going to kick back, take it easy, folks. But first and foremost, because we don't get to hear a genuine live Freshman Friday, I want a Thrashman Thursday with Captain Morgan. Are you with us, Captain?
I can't say Thrashman Thursday.
Yeah.
Thrashman.
Leave it to the professionals here with all kinds of strange sayings that we make up as we go. We have John Rappaport on this hour, by the way. We're going to talk more about vaccines, of course, but a little bit more on the political body politic on a global perspective. Trump, Putin, Russia, Syria, etc. We're going to go into some historical perspective on what's happening today. And with that, Cap, did you see any of the truth about vaccines? Episode one, it's still playing.
Oh, we sure did. The whole family sat down, and by the whole family, I mean Edward, myself, and all the fur babies.
Were the dogs going, oh?
No, but if you keep making that noise, they might start.
Of course.
I am so going to isolate that and use that for something.
Of course you will. Of course you will. So anyway, truth about vaccines, segment one, and after the show, part two, if you haven't signed up, please do so. Go in the show notes. Cap Morgan put it up there. We have links. A banner will take you there. You'll get your email address in there. They'll send you a code to plug in or link, and you'll be able to watch the rest of it. Anyway, setting the stage for, I guess, a better understanding of what is a vaccine, what's in it, and do you want it or not? Up to you.
And I just have to say that I, with some trepidation, shared my access link on my Facebook page so that my friends near and far could participate. And I have gotten a lot of grief. I've gotten in some heated discussions with friends my age over vaccines. So it was a little bit nerve-wracking for me, but I was pleasantly surprised how many people gave it the thumbs up and how many people just said, hey, thanks for posting this. You know, this is a hot button issue. I really think that they did such a great job of creating something that is, you can literally have a conversation about. It's not super one-sided. It's not bringing a lot of angst or hatred towards any parties in particular. So Shout out to the Bollingers for doing a great job.
Well, and that's what we talked about. It's a difficult thing. As you said, it's a hot button issue. And you also know when you share it like that, Morgan, who your critical thinking friends are versus those who have a religious dogmatic belief that doesn't want to be challenged.
Right. It's interesting, but, you know, you just have to use your best judgment when it comes to, you know, sharing this stuff. But if it's the more educated we are, the more or the less afraid I think we need to be about having those conversations. Yeah. Knowledge is power.
And for your friends who don't want to watch it, what are you afraid of is a good question. Learning something, right? you're so certain of it, then go ahead and see what you can do. But this is a very, very important discussion to have. It hasn't been happening for a long time. You know, this is one of the few media outlets that has been discussing it for as long as I've been in broadcast media, in radio. You know, things I did with John Rappaport years ago, we kind of launched this idea with Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, the audio series that we did. But the thing is, it's not hitting out into the mass population because they're still snowed over and under via medically, pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media message that the power that they have ultimately, and I think this was also in what Bobby Kennedy said last night in the Truth About Vaccines, is that their power is not to report on something, but to not report on something. Because if they don't report on it, it's not real to many people. Does that make sense?
Yes. I get what you're saying.
They've been granted such authority over reality by the unthinking masses, the unquestioning masses, the non-critical thinking masses, that the fact that they don't cover it says almost more than when they do cover it and try to trash people who ask questions about vaccines. And Super Don, you're the ultimate critical thinker. I think you get that for sure.
Yeah, well, it's the concept of, let's say, like in a hypothetical situation that somebody's has done something that is considered newsworthy. Okay, if you can get them to make a statement about it, let's say it's something scandalous or potentially or something like that. If you can get them to respond to it and say something about it, that's newsworthy. But if they choose not to say something about it, or if it's something that appears to be squashed or censored, that is actually a bigger statement than if they actually addressed whatever the situation was. So no statement is actually more of a newsworthy item than a statement, if that makes sense.
I think it does, which explains all of the coverage of Geraldina the giraffe and the impending baby giraffe.
Yeah, I know. I check on it, a couple times through the day. I'll admit, I'm sucked into the April the Giraffe
thing. Oh, it's April the Giraffe. That's right, because we're in April.
Yes.
One thing I want
to say about the Truth About Vaccines, though, that I think is interesting, is Ty has put this together, and he's coming at it from a perspective that I think a lot of people weren't expecting. And I think even he has said that he's actually gotten a little bit of flack from some people about the fact that he hasn't come straight out and done the, vaccines will kill you, they're dangerous, or, you can't do this. It doesn't have this very, serious anti-vaccine thing going with it, that it's more of an objective, let's look at the information. Whether you're for or against, let's look at the information so that you could make a decision for yourself, which I think is really interesting.
Sure. And I said on the air yesterday and all the time, we can speak more forthright and candidly about our views here on the show, even though I don't mind people disagreeing, but you like to have some kind of intellectual discussion or debate over these issues as opposed to just being shouted down. But the presentation, which to your, to your sharing, Cap Morgan, It really honors what you're trying to do is just, hey, folks, there's some issues here that need to be discussed. Let's discuss them. Let's talk about this. And so it seems like Ty and the crew have really done a good job setting the stage for that.
Yeah. Was there a question there? I think you kind of covered
there
it.
There's such enthusiasm for response. I give sometimes an open-ended opportunity for my cohorts here, and sometimes they just kind of walk away and say, well, I think I'll be busy doing something else. So
you just got scolded on the air. You get that, Morgan?
I do not feel ashamed. I think Rob was just looking for more affirmations, like the diva he is.
Oh, that's right. I need all the affirmations because I don't give enough to myself, right? Yeah, let's see here. All right, so critical thinking, definitely a big part of what John Rappaport is all about, which I'm excited to have him on for the rest of the hour after this segment. I want to remind folks that we'll be going to Toronto next week, 21st, 22nd, 23rd is in Toronto, Canada, for Total Health. Ty Bollinger and family will be there. We'll be signing our books, Unlock the Power to Heal Together, which doesn't happen at every venue because we're not always together. And we have Paul Baratiero. We'll be talking molecular hydrogen with him. And we have so many other awesome people, including the Doc of Detox. We missed Dr. Daryl Wolf. We'll see if we can reconnect there as well. And then the following week, doctors especially, CME credits available to you at the Best Answer for Cancer, 27th, 28th, 29th in San Diego, California. Heading into the holiday weekend here, we got some good stuff. So we got a few more minutes before we wrap up our opening to get over to John Rappaport this hour. Captain, I know that's a big challenge to wrap something up in such a short time, but I always like to open it up for you if there's anything on your mind.
So I was actually pondering today, as I've kind of been lagging a little bit this week, how to get my workouts in. And I'm wondering, is it worse for your body to work out if you're feeling fatigued or hungry, or is it better to just squeeze something in anyways to get your blood pumping and muscles moving and stuff like that? Or if your body's feeling tired and you're hungry, better to rest and eat like a couch potato?
Wow. Again, great question. And it's hard to give a definitive answer except that to acknowledge that I've been there. And the decision, of course, depends upon, have I been fasting for days at a time, or is it just a little bit of a hunger that I can push my way through exercise? Because a lot of folks, you know, we've covered stories about this, that exercise alone seemingly can help tremendously in cases of hypoglycemia or type 2 diabetes. So when we talk about energy, the movement that you can bring back into the body can get you through it. Now, if you have just abject no energy, you're just about to collapse, it's probably good something to pay attention to and put something in your system at that point. But the exercise, the way you do it, doesn't have to be vigorous to the point of sheer exhaustion and dropping dead either. And that's something that, you know, we have the athletes among us that want to push every time we exercise, or else it doesn't feel like they've done anything. And there's some, like, maybe an addiction to endorphins for that level, or just going out like I do to the backyard or the garden and forgetting how much, you know, you think you have to go to the gym and do squats. Heck, man, just plant something in your garden, and you'll find out, oh, my God, how many squats did I do? It feels like I did 1,000.
The carrot planting bend, is that going to be your next workout video there, Rob?
Well, I planted, you know, the sun hemp that I had sprouted a few weeks back, and I realized it's like, whoa, my butt, my gluteus maximus really was feeling it. And I was like, I didn't realize, you know, it's how you can do exercise without thinking you're doing exercise. So you end up doing extraordinary things when you're out in the garden. So anyway, that was kind of a fun tip for the springtime. And we're about out of time. But great questions as well. Remember, again, the chromium that is so critical for energy utilization as well. 100 micrograms 3 times a day. Put it into practice. And you can sustain yourself during those times where you're not eating as frequently. And maybe that's a good thing, ultimately, to teach your body that it's okay and you can make it through. All right, Captain. Well, are you ready for a great holiday weekend?
Yes. I love Easter. Yay.
Go enjoy it. It's resurrection time. Springtime is here. Plant some flowers. Eat some carrots from the garden or whatever else you're going to do. We're going to be back with John Rappaport after this. Remember, links are up in the show notes. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors. Go to robertscottbell.com right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
From No More Fake News, my good buddy John Rappaport joins me now to discuss things that, well, no one else discusses quite like you, John, and when we get together, we have a good time doing it.
We sure do. Sure do, Robert.
And it was funny, I was just mentioning to you before I brought you up here, Ty Bollinger's doing The Truth About Vaccines, like a 6, 7, 8, 9-part series on, you know, ripping it apart from the inside out, showing everybody what's going on, and just remember all those years ago now that we did our Vaccines Armed and Dangerous seminar, and it was low-key, it was all audio, but it still, to this day, I think it stands as a great starting point for people to learn about this. And Ty even said himself it was like his biggest first introduction to it.
That's great. Yeah, I look at it that way. I think a lot of people got introduced for the first time to the strange world of vaccines that they assumed they knew everything about but didn't.
Yeah, and so there's more. There's more. It's unwinding even further, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But I do want to talk about the issue of Russia being the grand villain, right? Since Trump became president, it's like where was all this anti-Russia stuff during the Obama administration? The political left, the Democrats. I mean, didn't they want peace? And then suddenly it's like, wow, if there's any overture made to Russia, that's peaceful in intention, it means collusion. It means we've got to look at Trump, maybe impeach him, get rid of him. So there's more than meets the eye here. You've written about it just yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, the Syria attacks. You know, we can go back a long way and see that there was and is still a plan, a U.S. neocon plan, to completely destabilize countries in the Middle East and Northern Africa and so forth, and do regime changes. And Syria has been one of those countries. And what was happening is that because Russia came in on the side of Assad, President Assad, then the rebel forces, as they're called, actually terrorists, ISIS-type people, who have been created, funded, backed, supplied by the U.S. government and its allies, they've been losing the war. And Assad has been in the ascendance since Russia started providing air support to Assad's army. Well, that was not going to be allowed to continue, you know, because that's suddenly, we were, you know, Syria was on the brink of actual negotiation of peace talks. End the problem. And it wasn't at all certain that the problem was going to end with Assad leaving. In fact, he probably would have stayed. So all of a sudden, we get these reports about the chemical attacks and so forth, and there are many reasons not to believe that the story is accurate as it's been presented. And without any full investigation, all of a sudden, Trump launches this missile strike, which in and of itself was not, you know, what you would call all-out warfare by any means. But it certainly derails the peace process. And it puts Assad in a very bad light. And so we see that the media have been attacking Russia and Russia for a long time now, well, a long time, months and months and months, assuming that this was all just no more than an attempt to discredit Trump. But now we see the deeper aspect of this, which was to destroy his credibility, meaning Putin and the Russians, because they have been standing in the way of this plan and this plot by U.S. neocons and their allies to destroy Libya and turn it into a non-nation just like Libya.
Yeah, well, they want to do that to Syria, but what this is again referring back to the Project for a New American Century, PNAC, which preceded the 9/11 issue that said, you know, we've got to find a way to get the American people behind the invasion and destabilization of the Middle East, but to what advantage is it of the American neocon, which is also the neolib?
Well, that's a really good question, you know, and I don't think it's been answered. There's various ways to look at this. One is these neocons are totally insane, and they actually want to bring on World War III, and the Middle East is a great place to do that. Or they think that they can destabilize these nations, put in puppet regimes, mostly Islamist regimes, that they can then somehow control because they are backing them and get them to do exactly what they want to do.
Do their bidding. All right, hold that thought. We're going to come back and we're going to talk more about the destabilization attempts in the Middle East and who wins, who loses in a equation like that, as well as more discussion of vaccines. We'll get into DNA-altering vaccines because that wasn't so much on our radar when John and I did our Vaccines Armed and Dangerous seminar. So we've got that and a whole lot more coming up next on the Robert Scott Belt Show. Check it out. Links up in the show notes, robertscottbelt.com.
The Robert Scott Belt Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, if you want to know what the news really is, go to nomorefakenews.com. John Rappaport there. We get to publish his reports as well right here at robertscottbell.com. And the latest one on a little bit on the Russian thing. I want to continue talking about that. And I remember when I mentioned PNAC, I mean, a lot of the nuance that I didn't know about 9/11 and what preceded it, I got just from the simple chapter on 9/11 from official stories. Our good friend Liam Sheff, who unfortunately passed from this plane last week, and you know, I'm still recovering emotionally. And you knew John, you knew Liam, interacted with him as well. And boy, did he set the stage for you know, letting people know a lot of things they didn't know.
Absolutely, that's one of the main things that I remember and know about Liam, that he had the intellectual ability that few others have to open up an issue, go down the rabbit hole all the way. He didn't stop halfway down. And in the process, educated a huge number of people about, you know, all the issues, for example, he raised in this book, Official Stories. Because, frankly, and you and I have discussed this before, take medical issues. I mean, we've had many discussions on air about these issues and followed them all the way down to the bottom. This doesn't happen very often. Liam was one of the people who just took the whole thing between his teeth and was relentless in doing this. And so I'll always remember him for that particular quality, in addition to many others. Sad to hear about this, which I only heard about a couple of days ago, his passing. And but people should remember and read and see his work, because that is the legacy, and that is what can make the world a better place, if they find it, see it, understand it, and use it.
Yeah, and, you know, he didn't stop in one area. Not that we do either, but, you know, for me it was the medical thing. That's what got my start in digging deep, because I figured out all the things I was lied to about my own health. And then I started extrapolating, say, what else was I lied to about? And, of course, Liam, you know, had written extensively in the medical realm over the HIV-AIDS issue, the scam of the HIV test, and the big report he did on the Incarnation Children's Center in New York, and he got slandered by, I believe, the New York Times at the time because of what he was uncovering. And then he continued to expand and apply that same questioning into almost every area that he could get a hold of. And I think if we're talking about the PNAC and 9/11 now going into Syria, he was exploring deeply this issue of peak oil, you know, of energy, that this was all about the flow of energy to make it cheap or darn near free so that we would all have the slaves we need to live a life of kings and queens in the 20th and now 21st century, because people don't realize it wasn't always like this on planet Earth.
Yes, that's right. He was talking about this, especially as it related to 9/11, which was talked about in the Project for a New American Century, which is a report, a neocon report that came out before 9/11, and it specifically mentioned that in order to gain the support of the American people in invading these countries in the Middle East and destabilizing them and so forth, that there might need to be a triggering event, an event that would rally the people behind the president and so on and so forth, which is exactly what 9/11 did. And we're now looking at a mini example of that in Syria. WMDs, like in Iraq. Oh, yeah, that's the provocative thing. We know that this was a chemical attack that was launched by Assad on his own people. He's killing his own people, et cetera, et cetera. This is exactly the kind of trigger that took us into war in Iraq. And it's the same scenario all over again in Syria.
Yeah, although if we put context to this and we say, yes, it's a tragedy, it's a disaster anytime children are killed by any means, whether it's a bullet or a chemical weapon, what about, and I like to bring this up because it's very uncomfortable, what about all of the children that are being harmed, damaged, injured, and killed by vaccines in our own country? And that's, of course, not covered, much like you've covered extensively the Starfield report of 2000 in Journal of American Medical Association. If it's a bare minimum 106,000, maybe it's 275,200, maybe it's 784,000, as Carolyn Dean said, in Death by Modern Medicine every year, because it doesn't happen in one fell swoop, one big explosion or monthly explosions. It's like it didn't happen.
Exactly. Yeah, we're talking about medically caused deaths here at the hands of the U.S. medical system. Mm-hmm. And that report, the Starfield report, doesn't even take vaccines into account.
Right.
So the numbers are staggering. And that's absolutely true.
So if you want a reason to go to war, based on numbers, it's not even a close contest.
No, absolutely not. Of course, the press never covers this. And in this case, the legitimate war would be against those people in the U.S. medical cartel who are doing this, and the pharmaceutical companies and so forth, and are covering it up and don't care as long as they can just keep selling drugs and vaccines.
Mm-hmm. So is it hyper-connected? Is it all hyper-connected? Because we can break it down and say peak oil, the search for more oil, the flow of energy. But we also know that an offshoot of the oil industry has been the pharmaceutical industry going back 100-plus years. And so we look at destabilization is good for those that want to control and manipulate because peace is not profitable in that context.
Exactly. Yes, absolutely. This whole medical cartel business is about destabilization and destruction and debilitation of populations for the purpose of controlling them. Because just, think back to a time when, for whatever reason, you out there in the audience felt confused, baffled, at loose ends, at odds, didn't know what to do, had a huge problem. How much attention could you devote to researching, investigating, discovering the truth, standing up for the truth, resisting the takeover of the country by forces that were attempting to integrate it into a world government, et cetera, et cetera? Well, you wouldn't have been able to devote much of anything to that at that time. Well, every day all over America, there are millions of people, literally, who are totally hamstrung by toxic medical drugs and vaccines. And they are not capable either. They fall into line because they just don't have the ability to do anything else.
So, John, if I say peace is not profitable, I would also say healthy people are not profitable. So there's a similar op in play to destabilize politically, economically, also metabolically, maybe we should say.
Yes. Again, absolutely right. In fact, I was going to make the point in the article that I wrote about Russia and Syria to say, well, look, there's a similarity here. If peace breaks out and goodwill breaks out, then the military-industrial complex begins to wither, as do their profits. Well, take a look at the cancer industry, for example. What happens if somebody comes up with as people have, real protocols to prevent, for example, cancer? Well, the cancer industry goes down the toilet. We're talking about a $1 trillion industry. So everything has to be done to stop that from happening, to continue the chaos and the destruction and the destabilization through the cancer industry. It's the same story in a different venue.
So when you step back and look at it in this light, it isn't that complicated, is it? I mean, obviously, there is complexity and nuance, and you can go to the depths of these things, but there are basic things that can guide you in how you view the world differently, that can empower you so that you don't become victimized by these people that would prey on your vulnerabilities, prey on your emotional response to these things that are programmed this way.
Yes, that's right. It isn't that complicated when you have identified a force that is devoted to destruction and evil, destabilization and so forth. You can look at the other side of the coin and you can see, well, if that weren't the case, if people really could sit down at the negotiating table and bring peace and realize that it's in the best interest of everybody, if there weren't outside forces sticking their noses in and stirring up the pot and causing severe resentments and hatreds and so forth on both sides, then you would get a peaceful solution. And then many institutions would be out of business because they only exist to, quote, solve the problems that are created on purpose to keep the world in conflict in one venue or another.
Well, here's an example from an immunological and toxicological perspective. The Zika scare of the last couple of years. Now, we covered it, as did you, and called it out for the scam that it was from the very beginning because of the toxic poisons being dumped into the water of those moms-to-be, maybe prior 9 months to a year, even before this microcephaly outbreak happened in Brazil. There were doctors, PhDs, that also pointed this out. We weren't the only ones. And then they now come out very recently and said, you know what, it's very strange. We can't make sense of this. There's the same amount of Zika circulating in the last year as it was in 2015, but we see no microcephaly outbreak. Could it be that Zika on its own is not enough? And, of course, that's a good question to ask, except then they look to not the toxins, not the larvicide, but they look to, hey, what about dengue virus? What about chikungunya? Maybe it's a combination of those. So it's always targeting the virus, which we call the cover story, for toxicological insults by multinational corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state.
Yes, exactly, as you put it very succinctly. That's right. And so there was never any real evidence from the beginning, and that could be documented chapter and verse, and I did, and others did. There was never any real hard evidence that the Zika virus was in any way connected to however many number of these microcephaly birth defect cases existed in Brazil. It just wasn't there. The correlation between the presence of the virus and the birth defect was skimpy, to say the least, but World Health Organization, CDC, et cetera, just kept pushing and pushing this, and now they're in the process of developing a vaccine against Zika.
Right. Yeah, for why? 8 out of every 9 cases of microcephaly, there was no evidence of any Zika virus. 8 out of 9. And you're telling me that's a cause? That's a negative correlation. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
We're up on a break, man. With John Rappaport here, we got one more segment that is going to lead us into the holiday weekend here. Go to nomorefakenews.com, sign up for email alerts there, and you can get John's articles as well here at robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Scott Bell Show.
From the scam that is the Zika virus that didn't really do anything since they discovered it in 1947 until boom in Brazil and larvicides. We have now another push, as you said, John, to vaccines. But the vaccines here, not necessarily the ones we covered so much a number of years ago in our Armed and Dangerous seminar. They're talking about altering DNA or DNA-containing vaccines on purpose. What is the next generation here that they're foisting upon us?
People really have to realize what's going on here. In an article that I wrote some time ago, I referenced a piece in the New York Times that just laid this out in the open, that the next generation of vaccines is going to be what they call DNA vaccines. And to make a long story short, they will synthesize certain genes that they say, when injected into the body, will prevent the onset of certain diseases, just like vaccines. But this is really, quote, genetic therapy. They load these genes onto viruses. They inject this into the body. And the genes now take their place in a person's DNA. And this is not just a temporary visit. This is permanently altering your DNA. And it stands to reason that if your DNA is permanently altered, you pass it down to the next generation and so on and so forth. So if this next generation of vaccines really does happen and take hold, then we are talking about anybody and everybody on the planet who's being vaccinated against anything having their DNA altered without any evidence, long-term studies of any kind that really look at what the effects of this will be.
Well, what could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, right.
God, I mean, Michael Crichton writes novels about these things. My gosh, this is a stunning lack of, you know, we talk about bioethics, medical ethics, which has become an oxymoron, of course, currently in these discussions. If they're actually even contemplating this, entering, synthesizing DNA, putting it into a virus, injecting it into your body to alter your own DNA. Again, does anybody have a problem with this? Bueller, anybody?
This is the program. This is what they're intending to do. In fact, in the Times article that I mentioned, they talk to a Nobel laureate virologist, and they say, well, what do you think of this? He said, yeah, sure, you know. He said, well, you know, there might be people who would be leery of having their DNA altered. No kidding. No kidding. Do you think this might be true? But how many people would even be aware of this unless the word gets out?
Mm-hmm. Again, this is the importance of John Rappaport. This is the importance of Natural News, of Alex Jones, what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the media that is purchased lock, stock, and barrel by the pharmaceutical and vaccine interests are not going to communicate this to you. And, you know, when you look at this and you think, this is science fiction, this is fantasy, this is not real, this only happens in the movies, how many times have we reported on things that were thought to be conspiratorial in a fantastical fantasy way that ended up being a real thing? And how many times do you say, this is not real? It is real. This is where they're going, and they're telegraphing it.
Yeah, they're just putting it out there because they want to get people to get used to it, familiar with it, accept it. Well, I mean, if the authorities have no problem with this and they keep on writing about it, then it must be okay. And so I'll go into my nearest drugstore and I'll have a DNA shot,
wow,
a gene shot.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming up on the horizon.
In the meantime, folks, you know, the way to get well and stay well is, of course, to understand things like Antoine Béchamp and Claude Bernard wrote about, the things that doctors don't learn about anymore, the law of the terrain, the environment, the milieu. Those people that are for the environment don't understand what they're asking for when they want more government intervention to protect it, because those who bought government and who still control it are the ones destroying your environment, weakening or destroying your immune system via many chemicals, via many medicines, via these vaccines in the next generation as they're leaning towards these DNA virus vaccines. Incredible, John. I mean, here we are talking about it even today. We've still got some more to do.
Absolutely more to do, as always.
Yeah, well, you know, can't carry on, my friend. And, you know, I just I look forward to every visit that you have here, as busy as you are. And I'm so thrilled that people are calling you all the time now. Hey, John, can we talk to you? This makes me happy to no end.
I always love to come on with you because we're on the same page. We understand these issues. And so this is not normal.
Yeah.
This is very unusual.
All right. For those of you who listen live, make it a good Friday. Keep listening. Tell your friends. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Gets even better when John Rappaport is around. And I'm here to remind you simply this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.